Hey guys.
Hey guys.
Real quick before we introduce ourselves, Ryan just asked if where my Fitbit was. Yeah. I take off my Fitbit when I wander because I'm putting my hands in lots of water.
Got it.
And I don't want the Fitbit to get trashy, so I put it in my back left pocket.
For those people listening, they heard you say, I take my Fitbit off when I wander.
Yeah.
Which might be confusing to them because I feel like if you're wandering around, you're probably going to want that Fitbit
on. I mean, it's still on my person. It's not doing calories or anything like that.
It's tracking your steps, though?
It is tracking my steps. Oh, okay. It's in my back pocket.
Okay, cool.
So, because I just like, when I'm wandering, I like see people just look at me and be like, man, I wonder, what is he doing?
And you're wandering. Yep. They're wandering.
Yeah. And then also there's people that when wandering are also not wandering. So they're actually enjoying their day.
Yeah.
But when I'm wandering, I'm putting my hands in lots of water, lots of gross things. So I tend to just wear my back pocket.
Yeah, what gross things are you putting your hands in?
Corpses?
Dead, sloppy pig corpses?
Nothing too crazy. Just like maybe whatever you would run around in downtown LA. Imagine what you would put your hands in there. So.
Oh, man.
Trash.
Hey, guys. Welcome to podcast episode 27.
Episode 27.
Or 26.
Sounds like we don't know what episode it is.
Or 28.
Or what this podcast is called.
I'm one of your hosts, Leo Averkovlik Jr. Check me out on Twitter, guys, at Kovlik317, or more importantly, check us out, normally_norm. Go to our website, www.normallynormal.com.
And just to clarify, www, that stands for World Wide Web?
That's World Wide Web.
Got it.
So if you have to type in World Wide Web first, go ahead.
WorldWideWeb.normallynormal.com.
And .com.
I promise it'll work.
Stands for dot .communist.
I think it does. Yes.
Yeah, again, which you can fully do.
So if you want the full experience of the site, go to worldwideweb.normallynormal.communist.
Perfect.
Sounds great. And then also, feel free, send us an email. That's how most people contact us. normallynormalcrew@gmail.com.
We are the crew.
We're the crew.
At googlemail.communism.
Yeah. So, we.
And the dot is short for ellipses.
Really?
So World Wide Web ellipses. Ellipses. Communism.
So you might or might not reach us. Just throwing that out there.
So we'll see you never when you never reach us.
Who are you guys? What's up?
I am Josh Patton, and you can reach me on Twitter at Patton_Josh and Twitch at twitch.tv/primordialbooze.
Is the podcast over?
This
sounds like
we're wrapping up.
These are our exit signs. Yeah,
yeah, we're just getting it all out of the way.
Hey,
yeah.
I'm your third host, Brian. Nice to see you. Nice to be here.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
You know how like sometimes you have like a sandwich and you just have two pieces of bread and then all the middle stuff comes after? That's what we're doing.
Oh, okay.
So beginning and end bookends and then,
it's like a bookend.
And then all the books.
Got it.
It's a bookend, Brian.
Prepare for the books.
I can't believe I didn't get it.
I just scoffed and no one could see it.
It was slightly audible.
Okay, good.
Guys, happy to be back.
Great podcast last week.
I missed it and I'm thrilled to be here. You should see my boner.
Tell us what you were really doing, if you can.
BoysCon 2016.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, can you really tell us what you were doing or no?
I was not at BoysCon 2016, although it was taking place and I heard it was a riot.
Oh, it got sold out, I bet.
It sold out, yeah. I couldn't get tickets for the life of me. But I was shooting a commercial.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was ironically, for BoysCon.
For BoysCon. Yep. Yeah. BoysCon 2017.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Josh, you and I are going to perform that commercial right now.
All right.
I mean, if you think you can. Are
one of us playing Brian?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we'll have you play Brian.
Okay.
Action.
Hello, Anaheim. Welcome to BoysCon 2016.
Oh my god, this is the best thing that's ever happened in my whole life. I can kill myself after this and go out happy.
You can see lots and lots of your favorite things. One, in being boys. Two.
I went to a surgeon just to get a second penis installed so I can have two boners right now.
Two more boys. Three, bet you didn't know this, but there'll be boys there. Four, boys.
I've died and gone to heaven, except I haven't died.
And finally, a water slide.
I hope this isn't a dream. If it is, no one wake me up ever.
At boys at the end. So this Sunday, or Wednesday when we record it, come on down to BoysCon Anaheim.
I'm never going to leave. Even if you try to kick me out, you can't.
So yeah, that's...
And cut. Beautiful job.
Any notes?
That
any
was
changes?
A hell of a commercial. I wouldn't change a thing. That's a wrap. Yeah, that's a wrap. You guys should have done this last week when I wasn't here.
Well, it was better when you're here now that we get to get your great facial reactions.
Mm-hmm. That was very funny.
By the way, Brian, are you okay?
I'm great.
It looks like your hair exploded on top of your head.
I mean, I'm not having a good hair day, but aside from
you can't always. You can't win them all.
You can literally not win them all.
But you are having a good hair day. Like, your facial hair is on point.
Oh, thanks. I did smash my face in the door.
Is it because you're not wearing your motorcycle helmet?
Usually it would be brushed back. Yeah, I was still wearing it. Would be on, and then I would come out and it would be flat. But I just woke up super late, and it just looked like this.
And your bike is in the shop?
And my motorcycle's in the fucking shop.
You can still wear your helmet.
It's going to be there forever, I feel like. It's very sad. It's a beautiful day. I would love to be on it.
Is it from that accident?
Yeah.
Oh, bummer.
It's actually slightly depressing. I'm like sad that I can't get on my motorcycle.
Where are you taking it to get it repaired?
Pasadena Yamaha.
And who told you about that? Was it Frank?
A ghost?
Or a friend?
The internet.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
Because I know Frank, like, gave probably, you know, you'd ask him where to get it fixed.
Actually, Frank may have mentioned it, to be honest. I can't remember.
Oh, so also a possibility it could have been a ghost?
Could have been a ghost. Could have been Frank. Could have been the internet.
Nice.
But I actually took it and it was awesome.
And if it's all three, you got yourself a weird mystery.
A deal.
That's mystery music.
Yep.
I feel like we're talking about eight things now.
No.
Pasadena Yamaha.
Yeah, it was great.
Hair. Boy Scout.
This old guy named Kel works there and owns it. He was pretty awesome.
That's unfortunate. Keenan left him.
Yeah. I'm not kidding. In Pasadena, I feel like I'm not in Los Angeles at all, and it's like a different world. Everybody was like super friendly and jokey and like personable. It was amazing. It felt very un-LA.
Compare it to Boys Con.
I can't. I didn't get to go.
Yeah. Oh, right.
But I saw can't wait for the commercial. Next year.
I just can't wait to see you in that commercial.
Great commercial, guys. That was a great commercial. You guys should you guys should probably make commercials together. I mean, I don't know. But
all right.
Hey, Hollywood, hire us.
Oh, my God. The segment returned to the grave.
That was a segment. That was basically a segment of Hey, Hollywood, hire us, and we didn't even call it out.
Hey, I'm excited.
Oh, man.
Give me a moment here. Hey, Hollywood, hire us. Cool. I'll put that in before.
Fast. Give me a moment here. Hey, Hollywood, hire us. Okay, I'll put that in before.
Yeah.
So that time we put the bookends afterwards.
Yeah.
How much is it going to cost you?
BoysCon?
Because you haven't asked if you want to split the deal like with the motorcycle, and then like, but when it gets repaired, like I'll pay a little bit, and then you have to let me drive around.
The estimate on the damages are like $3,700.
Whoa. And the other guy's paying it, right? Insurance and stuff?
I mean, either his insurance, if they can get a hold of him, that little fucker, or my insurance will pay for it.
Wow.
But I mean, you know, of course they're going to go hard after the other insurance company.
For sure.
They're paying for it.
But you got all his info and everything? And
I did. He's just like not answering my insurance company's phone calls and just being a general bitch.
If that's the case, feel free to ask your bruiser friends, Josh and I.
You two looking at him.
Yeah. Because you give me his information.
I got his address.
Yeah.
I got his name.
Really?
I got his phone number. I got his license plate. We can kill him.
Relax. For $10.
Let's kill him and his family.
Okay, relax. I was going to say.
Start with the family. Make him watch.
I was going to say for $10.
$10.
I'll walk up, ring his doorbell, punch him in the face, and leave.
For $10?
Yeah.
Deal.
And then I'll do it for $9.
I actually want to do it.
$8.
I'm going to pay nobody and do it myself.
By the way, your bruiser friends are in competition together. So. Yeah.
You might think they're a team, but they're not.
They're constantly
trying to underbid each other.
But we're going to go together, so it's very.
Can I pay U5 and U5 and you both punch him in the face?
A $4.
No, stop negotiating.
That's the problem. We still do everything together and like make sure that like we get it done. But like we're very awful negotiators, and we're like,
no, you actually screw yourself out of money. I gotta get some new bruiser friends.
No, we're good. I would probably say for $100, I would ring his doorbell, punch him in the face, and then say, "Think about what you did."
Yeah, that's what I think needs to happen.
And then he would really feel like, "I'm trying. I don't know you. I don't know.
What did I do? Tell me."
Answer the phone when insurance calls.
Yeah, no, he would know.
Answer the phone.
You get really specific about it. I'm Brian's friend, the guy you hit. He sent me here to punch you in the face.
He paid me $100. I'm taking 50.
But I'm wearing a mask, so you won't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so that's happening.
Bummer. How long is it going to take to get fixed?
I don't know. They got to order all the parts and shit.
Sounds like you're having some annoying frustrations.
A little bit. It'd be nice if the idiot didn't hit me and everything was fine.
I, too, am having some annoying frustrations.
With your vehicle?
Well, yeah, kind of. But
and with my body.
Yeah.
What's wrong with my body?
What's going on, anybody?
I just noticed today that I don't know how or when, but my driver's license is just not in my wallet anymore.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's just not there. Everything else is there. And I have no idea when and where it fell out.
What the fuck?
I don't know how it fell out.
Don't look at me. I just have two driver's licenses.
So I tried to retrace my steps, and I haven't taken it out in forever. I haven't been like carded in a while or anything like that. And so I called like the last few places I went, and no one turned one in. So I don't know. So I'm trying to make an appointment on the DMV.
That's going to be annoying.
The earliest appointment to go to the DMV to get it replaced is in 2 weeks.
Perfect.
And then it'll take 60 days to arrive.
Perfect.
So,
well, you'll get a temporary one when you're there, at least.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing no cops listen to this, because if they did, they would be on the road now looking for you.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep driving.
No, happens. Yeah, I mean, what big deal?
Yeah, and
big deal. It's just another ticket.
Yeah, so I'm going to go
on
Monday, this Monday.
And lose, because you don't have your driver's license.
Without an appointment and just spend the day at the DMV.
Oh, that's cool. Sounds like a good Monday.
That's great.
Nice, man. God, that's so weird, right? Where did that thing go?
I have no idea. I looked everywhere, and I don't know how. Like, I don't know how it could have fallen out on my wallet. Anyway, like, I turned my wallet upside down and shook it, and no other cards fell out.
Yeah, there's no way it fell out. You must have taken it out and put it somewhere.
What about at that time we went to that place together, and you turned your wallet upside down and shook everything? Like, look at me. And I was like, stop, stop, stop.
It could have been that.
And I was like blindfolded, and then like, let's leave right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not at where you dropped your car off.
Mm-mm, no, because I didn't give them my license.
Dealership anywhere you.
Yeah.
Let's help. You know what, Brian? Bruiser friends.
Go around everywhere I've been and start punching people in the face.
Really, yeah. Be very intimidating about this license.
Yo, I'm looking for a driver's license, man. This is interesting. I didn't know about this mystery.
And I just realized it this morning.
What a mystery.
And I even, because I thought maybe it fell out. The last place I took my wallet out was when I got gas yesterday, and I was like, maybe it somehow fell on my wallet.
Did you go to the gas station?
Somebody at the gas station this morning wasn't there. And I asked them if anyone turned one in. They're like, no. It's funny.
But you don't look like Sri Lanka Jones.
Yeah.
I did call.
Good old Sri Lanka Jones.
I did call them, and I was like, has anyone turned in a driver's license? And like, what's the name? And I was like, well, first just let me know if someone turned in a license.
Yeah,
like,
what are you talking about?
And like, as I told her my name, she went and looked at, yeah, no licenses. I'm like, could have just.
Yeah, wait, what was that extra step for no reason?
Oh, you don't know, because what if, like, you know, when someone turns in a purse or something, you have to describe the purse before they
return
it.
But only
to
if
you.
The purse is there.
Yeah, she'd be like, yeah, there is a license.
If
like,
there was no purse at all, would you still be like, well, describe the purse?
Yeah, describe it. Because then when it's not there and you see, oh, there's no purse, also, no blue purse. You gotta go double into this.
Hey, I'm really sorry that happened, man. Hope we get your license back.
Thanks, man.
And also, so sorry, now you have to go to DMV.
Yeah.
And be like, I don't have a license. Show me your license. Wait, what? I literally just said that, and there's going to be some dumb battle there, yeah.
There'll be some dumb catch-22 like that there, for sure.
Yeah, when I scheduled the appointment online, I did ask for my driver's license number.
Of course it did.
I don't know what that is.
I think, can't you just send a replacement go to DMV
that's
website?
That's what I wanted, and they said no. You have to go in there and fill out a form.
Yeah, I think California is kind of hard.
Okay, because in Virginia, I just got a replacement of my license just because I like it, and they literally just sent me another one
that expires
like 2 years
in
later.
In Illinois, when you go to the DMV to get a new license, they print it and give it to you at the DMV.
You take the hard copy.
Why isn't everywhere like that?
Yeah.
60 days they said it's going to take to sit. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm going to pay $30 for this thing that's just mysteriously gone.
Los Angeles.
Well, the good news is if you go in, you can ask for probably a new picture, and you get a moment to have a real great shot.
Yeah, I'll go in.
That would be cool, because your picture on your last license is fucking ugly.
I'll go in drag.
Horrible.
Go in drag. Nice. I've changed.
Yeah, I mean, this whole like transgender thing is so in right now.
Do you need to change your address? No, my gender.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Nice. Well, that sucks. I hate losing stuff.
Yeah, and
I lost my virginity once,
and you hated it.
Yeah, never again.
Didn't find it?
Yeah, never again.
Did you check the gas station?
I retraced all my steps.
Did you call the liquor store?
Yep.
Hey, has anybody turned in their virginity? Well, what does it look like?
Describe it.
Yeah,
I don't know. White dude.
And like, I don't even care. I mean, I care less. Like, if someone could just tell me where my license is and how I lost it.
And return it?
Yeah. I would be satisfied.
Right.
The mystery of it is, like, how and when and where it is. Like, how did it fall out of my wallet and I not realize
it?
That makes no sense.
When I heard how for a moment, I was like, okay, Josh, we're not time traveling. It's not like, oh my, how did it happen in the 70s?
But yeah, like, if someone's like, oh, here is where and when and how you lost it. But, you know, there's no getting it back. You still have to go through the whole process of getting replaced. I'd be like, okay, cool. I'm satisfied.
Right, but that itch would be
getting
scratched.
The answer.
Right? Yeah, I feel like you're not a guy that loses things.
I don't know. I'm so confused.
Man. Well.
Because nothing else is missing.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's good that it's that and not a credit card, but still.
Guys, email in at normally normalcrew.
If you found Josh Patton's driver's license at a gas station or elsewhere, email normallynormalcrew@gmail.com.
I hope someone just brings it here. Come address on it.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Put it in a little envelope, put it in the mailbox.
But then they also happen to be a bruiser, so they punch.
No.
You sounded like, for a moment, the guy who did the America's Most Wanted, or like, actually, I think it was...
That old show?
Yeah, I think it was not America's Most Wanted. What's the other one?
America's Funniest Home Videos.
No, the mystery one.
Mystery Science Theater 3000.
No, it was with the guy
Murder
who
in the first.
Was like
Murder
super Shiro. Creepy.
Unsolved Mysteries.
Unsolved Mysteries,
got
thank
it.
You.
Well, hey, Josh, hope you find your license.
Thanks.
Hope I get my motorcycle back soon.
Yeah.
Hope that BoysCon 2017 has 3 tickets for me and my bruiser friends.
Yes, please.
And yeah, last Wednesday was actually fun. I shot a commercial for this thing I've never heard of before, but it was from some people who I've worked with before that said, hey, come work with us. And it was really cool.
Nice.
Yeah, it was nice. I think it's going to be a really good looking commercial. They used a drone for some shots.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was and this like dude came with his backpack, and it was like a drone backpack, and he pulls it out and he puts
Very
it all
cool.
together and flying around. It was awesome.
Damn.
I saw a teaser commercial for Titanfall 2, and I was looking for you. You weren't in it.
Oh, man, what the hell?
You should just make your own cut of it.
Yeah.
take the stuff from Titanfall 1.
Absolutely. I don't understand why they didn't bring me back.
Then again, there were no live people in it.
Yeah, and that's not how commercials
footage
work.
Footage from the game. It's a sequel.
It's a sequel.
It's a storyline.
So let's jump into a topic. If you guys don't mind, I would like to start with mine.
Okay.
Sounds awesome.
I mean, you don't have to laugh. It's just if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
You can say yes or no.
I don't mind. So far, this episode sucks.
True. Well, true.
Let's do your topic, and then my topic is about, like, just how you hate waiting to do your topic.
Yeah, yeah.
Hate letting people go first, but go first.
I'm going to go first, guys. I'm going to go first. My topic today is something very crucial at this moment.
In history?
Or? No, just at sitting around this table.
Oh, okay.
Oh. My topic, all seriousness, how do you break up with a friend?
With a friend?
With a,
oh. should we be taking this as a small hint?
No. Okay, so what I'm thinking is my topic is, have you ever...
Wait, or, so that was a fake topic?
No, it's going to be a real topic.
Oh, because that would be just a fun topic to talk about.
Oh, we're going to. So, have you ever, or if you haven't, how would you break up with a friend?
Just to stop being friends with someone?
Yep.
I have broken up with a friend.
Like a nice conscious effort? Like,
yeah.
Like,
in high school, this guy Adam was my best friend. We were best friends for a long, long time. Like, towards the end, maybe like... I don't even know what year it was, actually. But it was like, he was my number one guy. We were always hanging out, and he was the best. And then, like, it was like before, I can't remember if it was before I dated this girl or after, or if we were on a break or something.
Ooh, that old
girl evolved. And he, like, fooled around with her.
Mm.
And he was also, like, already not too great with women, because there were these two girls that really liked him, and he would sort of kind of, like, you know, he would, like, go back and forth, kind of. It was a little fishy, you know? It's like, he could have been a better guy about it. I mean, we were young and stupid, so I don't blame him. He's a great guy now, I think. But I remember being like, you're not being cool to girls, and those girls are my friends, and they, like, both come to talk to me about you and how, you know, sad, blah, 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 all this shit. And then I just remember being like, well, I don't think you're I think you're being not a good guy.
So, nice.
So then we just stopped being friends. Like, we weren't friends for a really long time.
But now?
So, I mean, we'll be civil to each other on Facebook, but we're not, you know, friends anymore. But because it was such a strong, like, he was my best bud, it was pretty crazy to, like, not be friends with him anymore.
I feel like that definitely happens. And also, I think you said it best, when like, a third party, like a girl, gets involved, it almost can completely...
Yeah, I mean, of course, I guess that's kind of classic, like a girl getting in between friends. But it wasn't just one, it was, like, a few girls that... You know,
and I'm not saying, like, now that, like... girl getting between friends, like you're dating someone and then all of a sudden you stop being friends because, like, they don't have any time for you anymore. But I'm saying, like, you also liking the same person and blah, blah, blah. So,
yeah.
So he fooled around with a girl that you were seeing, but you had stopped seeing her by that point. Like, you weren't dating her at the same time.
Yeah, right. She didn't cheat on me with him, but I just can't remember if it was before or after or what. I just don't remember the situation.
So she wasn't a definite free turf yet.
Right.
Oh, right. He didn't know that. He was not, given the
wasn't
free turf
exactly
go ahead.
Free turf situation. Yeah.
He hadn't been given the go ahead.
Exactly.
Got it.
Yeah. Exactly. Cool, cool, cool. So yeah, I guess I remember that one more than anything.
So because I'm constantly waiting on the sidelines. Like, I'm just like, literally, like, put me in coach. I'm just, all I have to hear the coach say is, free turf.
Free turf.
This is the go ahead.
Yep. Yeah, Brian, just waiting on all those go-aheads.
Great, 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 great.
Thanks for the go-ahead, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
I've never given you any go-aheads.
Thanks for the go-ahead. You said go-ahead.
You said the words go-ahead.
I'm taking...
Excuse me, I have many numbers to call.
I would say, Josh...
Did you recently, or where's this coming
from? No, I'm just thinking about it, because I think Josh and I both had a moment where someone decided to unfriend us in the weirdest way.
Cherry?
No.
I feel like that's a big one.
One of our old roommates in Chicago.
Oh.
If you're listening, what up, Mike Lee?
You're not friends with Mike Lee anymore?
I mean, not really. I mean, not in the same way that we used to
be. Yeah,
yeah.
He got married to Mike's girlfriend and everything.
Did you give him the go-ahead?
No, I didn't.
Oh, he didn't get the free turf go-ahead?
Mike Lee,
coach from the call?
God.
Like, it's just one of those things where, you know, I still wish him the best. And, but for the while there, I didn't, because it was just so rough what happened.
But hold on. Was it that you broke up, or you guys just, like, drifted apart?
I think it was.
Or was there a thing
that
happened?
It was a pretty hard thing that happened.
Oh, it was. Okay.
And then instead of, like, we've drifted apart, but, like, you know, kept in contact. Kind of like the same thing like you with Adam. But, like, dude, I was, like, best friends with this guy.
Right, right.
Like, I moved to Chicago with him.
Right.
Like,
yeah, it's pretty
we
nice.
Lived together back, you know, in Virginia as well. So, you know, he got me a job at Hollister. Oh, God.
Wow, cool.
You know what I mean? Changed
forever indebted, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I feel like he could still do anything he wants to you, and you have to, like, lick his boots.
Right. Yep.
Lick his boots.
Yeah, lick his... You said boobs or boots?
Were you guys saying boobs or boots?
Boobs or boots.
Yeah.
But, you know, good. Hopefully now he's doing okay. I guess he went through some rough stuff.
Ah.
So hopefully, you know, he's doing all right. But it's just, you know, it's one of those things where it's like,
just not close anymore.
Yeah.
We used to, like, you know, be full in contact. We loved all the same things.
Right.
You know. So it was a pretty rough, just boom, like hard stop. Like, man. Almost.
When was that?
Almost
when
out of nowhere. We were in Chicago.
Oh, it was in Chicago. Because we've hung out with him here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so that was just like on the.
Well, like once.
Right.
Or twice. Like, you came to play, I think, like football or something. Right. Like that one day, or kickball. But it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, in Chicago, we first moved here, it's like all the time.
Yeah.
You'd constantly be hanging out, going, doing stuff. So.
But yeah, even when I met you guys and stuff, I feel like you weren't hanging out with him a ton.
Yeah. It's rough, man, because it's just. It's something that it's almost like a relationship where you're in it for so long.
Of course.
And then all of a sudden, you're just not. So it's a kind of like a shake to the system. But yeah, he decided to leave Josh and I high and dry. So it kind of was like a hard, almost like a hard stop.
Dick move.
So instead of like kind of just drifting apart, it was almost like, okay, this is the moment that decided to do this. Not but other weird. Than that, I don't think so. I think other than.
Well, Cherry, big time, right?
Cherry, big time. That was, I think, again, more again, on his side. Us.
Yeah, he dumped us for sure.
Yeah, we got
dumped. Out of nowhere. So weird. But honestly, it'd be cool to see what's up.
For sure. And I'm not saying anything with I can't. I wouldn't want to go back and, you know, reconnect with these people you know, still keep in communication with them because I do. But it's just, I'm saying in this situation, when I become a friend with somebody, like we're like all in.
Yeah.
So having that not be the case and all of a sudden having them be an acquaintance that you see like maybe once every 2 years.
Yeah.
And that's. A complete, you know, shift change. Nothing's really, and I've never really ever thought that I've had to like stop friending a person in that case. Like I've never actually been like, okay, this person's toxic to my life.
Right.
If anything, you kind of notice that early on, don't want to friend them.
Yeah.
And then you just, and I'm saying friend in like a literal sense of like, oh, I want to hang out with you. I want to, you know, do things with you, go to movies, stuff like that. So it's, I've never had that moment where I'm just, because I choose my friends wisely, I would say. So if I back away, it's probably just because like, you're, kind of a creep or
right.
You know, just we're not, I have nothing alike. We're not a good fit. So yeah, I don't know. That's just wanted to throw the topic out there because I was thinking about the whole situation that Josh and I had in Chicago.
Oh, really?
And then that came up. I was like, you know what? I actually want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Josh? I've never like made the decision. I don't think to end a friendship. You know, I've lost touch with friends that I was like close with and haven't just, that's just, you know, lack of communicating and staying in touch. And not living in the same state anymore. But the only example I can think of besides, you know, two that we've mentioned, and, you know, I wouldn't want to go into, you know, too much detail without the... Ryan, what are you doing? I wouldn't want to go into too much detail of those instances without, you know, I'd be interesting to have the person here. Say their side.
Yeah.
But,
that'd be cool. We should get Cherry on an episode of PSA.
Heck yeah.
Talk about the breakup.
But there was a guy who wanted to be my friend, and I initially said yes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
I know this guy? I don't know him. I never saw him. Yeah, I know of him.
You know the tale of Gary.
I'll just shut up and let
the tale of Gary?
The tale of Gary is a legendary one.
Wow.
So when I was living by myself in North Hollywood, I was selling some of my DVDs, and I was selling some of the 90s cartoon DVDs of the X-Men series.
Oh, yeah,
because they had added them to Instant Netflix. Like, I don't need to have these DVDs anymore.
Right, right.
And then that, and later they took them off Instant Netflix. Like, damn it. Oh, damn
it. If you're just tuning in, this is the Tale of Gary.
So I put them up on Craigslist, and a fellow named Gary contacted me about them.
You can't be friends with people you meet on Craigslist.
And so I had I don't know, the first one or two, maybe three seasons. And so he wanted to buy them. So we did the whole Craigslist negotiating price, blah, 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 blah. So he met me outside of my building. So I went out there and gave them to him. And he just seemed like kind of like a nerdy, socially awkward guy. I couldn't really tell how old he was. I mean, he looked young, but who knows?
Yeah.
And so, but that, yeah, we didn't really talk that much. Gave him the DVDs. He put him in his backpack and went on his way. And then he kept texting me like later or like, you know, thanks again for the DVDs. You know, there's no scratches, stuff like that. And then asked if we could be friends.
He said, can we be friends?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Gary.
And I'm thinking like, you know, he's this socially awkward kid, but doesn't have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
I'll be his friend. He likes X-Men. That's cool.
Sure.
I was like, sure, I'll be your friend. And so he was like, great. And then
sure. This conversation.
And then like later on, he texted me and asked me if I liked back massages.
What? Come on. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I wish I still had the text. I wish I could remember them better. But just kept asking about like back massages and stuff like that. And like my responses were like jokey at first. And it was like, God. You know, probably said something stupid like, you know, hell yeah, let's hit up the clubs and get some back massages
right,
like that. And then like him offering to give me one and all this kind of stuff. And after a while,
what's going on in the world?
I don't think I actually told him like, we can't be friends. I ghosted him before that was a phrase. I just probably stopped responding completely. And, you know, it was kind of a bummer. He had my number and my address, but I never saw him again. And eventually he stopped texting and calling, and I just...
And got the point.
He just gave up. But yeah, he would say like, LOL, like, just kidding, and stuff like that. And then like later on, like, you know, what if we gave each other back massages? And I was like,
what if it was just a joke that he wouldn't stop because he thought it was hilarious and he's actually just like a really funny guy?
Yeah, no
idea. What if now, like, literally the next big, like, company, like Apple, Facebook becomes that large is Gary's Back Massage? And he really just wanted a business partner.
Good old Gary's Back Massage.
I could have been on the ground floor.
You could
be rich right now.
Stock. If you didn't make that dumb decision.
I'm saying, if this didn't actually happen?
It happened, you guys. I just read about it in the news.
Oh, my God.
It has some Gary shares.
That was one of my topics today.
Gary Massage Company went public. Wow.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Pretty huge. Yeah, it's going to be big. So
you have to like X-Men because he plays all those deities while you're getting the back massage.
The slogan is, do you want to be friends?
Gary's Back Massage. Do you want to be friends? I love the idea of like, it's like a nice spa. There's candles and like the room's dark. So good. That's a great idea.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Just only playing the classic X-Men.
Right.
So when you come in, you're like, you've been here before. You come in, you're like, oh, okay, what's episode? Oh, the Apocalypse Run right now. I would like 2 episodes, please.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
So, okay, 40-minute massage. Thank you.
Excuse me, I'd like a couple's massage and the Phoenix Saga, please.
So good.
Go ahead and let's see. Maybe work on my lower body. It's been a rough one. And you know that intro? Play it over and over again. I just really want to see that. Oh,
well, we have $1 million business idea, guys.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Unless Gary has started it, then we're screwed.
Now,
straight up screwed.
It's literally just candles. When you get to
and there's like, you know, like a flowing, like a little waterfall. Like
everything else about it is like a straight up.
Oh,
everybody
man.
Was, there's Asian.
That is, yep, for sure.
Is Gary Asian?
No. Just a white kid.
Regular old white dude.
Those are the most dangerous ones.
Baseball cap, glasses, big baggy shirt. Like, he looked like he was from the 90s. Like, jean shorts.
God, I love that
backpack.
So much.
But, you know, with that garb on, he could have been...
Garb?
I mean, he could have been 17, he could have been 45.
Right,
I don't know.
Another ripple.
Yeah.
What if he was from the 90s?
Right?
And he was getting these DVDs in the future so that he could, like, show them to his friends.
Yeah, because, you know, there are no DVRs and stuff back then.
Yeah.
Right.
Or DVD
nuts.
Players. So,
like, you see Gary, you're like, all right, Gary, thanks. You leave your house, and then like you close the door, and underneath that, there's just a bright flash of light, and you're like, oh, Gary, that was weird.
Well, if during this podcast I just suddenly fade away, it's because he returned to the 90s and killed me in the 90s.
Right. Oh, my God, that'd be nuts.
Or we just look at your back, and you're starting just to get more and more bruises as we can see because he's so rough with the hand.
Oh, my God.
Get a deep tissue massage in the 90s that left scars.
Like 7.
I mean, he seems aggressive, too. Wow.
It escalated quickly.
All right. Well, we've defriended some people, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's always hard, especially when it's like somebody close, like
for sure.
Mike or my buddy Adam, and just Gary. Funny if it's somebody like Gary. It's
but
tough.
I would say something like Gary, like the ghosting is almost your only option.
Yeah, because he's a fucking stranger.
Yeah, and you just, I mean.
You could just say, like, stop fucking texting me, I guess, but.
Like, there's been people that are just like, hey, man, what's up? You're cool. Can I grab your number? Like, and she's like, no. Like, oh, okay, well, email me, we'll hang out. I'm like, yeah, of course. And then you'll never talk to them ever again.
You just lie. Even at the bar, like, as a bartender, I have a lot of cool people come in, a lot of douches too, but a lot of cool people that come in and they come in a couple times, whatever, you get on a first name basis, blah, blah, blah. And it's great when they come in. Like, a lot of these people I actually do like chatting with and shit.
For sure.
But even then, like, I feel like if they were like, hey, let's hang out, it would be weird.
Yeah.
Like, this is a thing we have. I'm the bartender, you're the patron,
yep.
And this is as far as this will ever go. Like, I don't need a bunch of new friends from random places.
For sure. Which would be kind of fantastic, though.
What if you did? Start collecting friends.
It just sounds like a chore.
Yeah. You'll lose touch with all of them.
Yeah. I work 6 nights a week. When am I going to hang out with anybody? I barely hang out with my real friends.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah, you've been ghosting us.
Whoa, stop asking me to give you back massages.
I'm so tense.
Yeah, we're so tense. All this bruising you have us doing.
Yeah.
What do you guys got? Brian, you always have a list. I like that you have a list. I like your list today.
I got a list here. Well, I do want to, this has something to do with last week.
Oh, you, Oh, he's going to say he didn't like the episode.
No.
Here's everything wrong.
My list. I looked up what LEL means.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we definitely need some help on that one.
Yeah. So I looked it up on...
Should we take final guesses? Josh and
oh,
I.
Oh, yeah. Sure, yeah. And for those who didn't hear last week, what was it? I can't remember why you guys...
Was it in the email from Selena Gomez?
It was in the email
From Selena Gomez. Oh, yeah. I also want to say thank you for emailing us, Selena. I can't believe I missed that episode, but I think you're pretty cute. I like your new summer body. I've seen you in lots of pictures with bikinis on. Fuck Justin Bieber, you know. Yep. Wait, go girls.
Go girls. I'm so glad, Selena, real quick. I'm so glad that you're a listener. I'm cool with your body. You can do really whatever you want with it because, you know, you're a lady. You are in control.
That's right.
And, you know, maybe fuck Justin Bieber. Maybe not. We're not 100% sure we're right on that right now. Like, you know, you could be.
No, they fucked. They were dating.
But I'm like, who knows how it ended? Like, they could still be friends. So, like, you know, maybe it could be cool. We just talked about that. Maybe you didn't break up with his friend. So, you know, I just want to be respectable. And, Selena, I just want to say that, like, you know, I'm probably more respectful than Ryan.
Great email address also, Selena.
Yeah, Selena, way to hide it.
Yeah. So yeah, you guys talked about LEL from the email and then I had to look it up. So yeah, what are your guesses?
I feel like I had a good guess last week.
I think it's probably because you laugh extra
loud is what I said.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, you said, yeah, right. That is what you said.
It looks like it's incorrect or else you would have said that right.
Oh, no. I was saving it for
you not counting like the small articles of right. words. So I'm living the enchilada life.
Oh, living the enchilada life. Interesting.
Nice.
That would be a cool acronym. I would love that.
Yeah.
Like if you just always ate enchiladas.
Living the enchilada life. Mid-conversation.
I would like to change mine now, too. It's living the empanada life.
Oh. Living the empanada life.
Yeah.
Wow. Living the empanada life. It's got to be either or. Living the enchilada life. Yeah. Wow.
It must be either or.
This is the answer from the ever
Urban Dictionary?
True and respectable Urban Dictionary.
Okay.
They probably got it right, though.
LEL. Unlike what many people think, LEL is not an acronym in the same fashion as LOL is.
What?
It does not mean laughing extremely loud, laughing extra loud, or similar. LEL and variations including LAL
what?
Resulted from the use of random vowels substituted in place of the O in LOL. These vowels were used in an attempt to be different from the millions of internet game fags. The word, however, in essence, still means LOL.
Oh, so it's like saying LOLs. And stuff like that, like, well.
Well, according to whoever fucking put this on UrbanDictionary.com, who is clearly a
homophobe.
Sweet, sweet man, yeah.
Well, do you think that Selena Gomez would use that kind of language?
What is she, like, 19?
She definitely meant laugh extra loud.
I bet she would use that kind of language.
But I bet she also lives the enchilada life.
Well, yeah, do you see her body?
Yeah, do you see that body? You can go buy it like that.
She's got curves for miles, man.
Enchilada body.
Think about that. Think about a human being with a curve for miles.
5,000. Over 5,280 feet in a mile?
Yeah.
And that's just 1 mile. That would be a long curve.
Ooh, good.
Like, you couldn't even see the curve.
No way.
You'd have to, like, back up.
Yep.
Or, like, be up at a higher elevation.
You'd be, like, on top of, like, Sears
Looking
Tower.
Down at,
like,
her.
Oh, look at those curves.
Man, Selena's curves, man.
You try to, like, catcall, but they can't hear you because you're on top of the building.
Yep. Just looking up and just seeing something.
That'd be fun.
Nice.
Killed myself for catcalling.
So I'm glad we got to figure that out.
Thank you. You know, you said before we started recording that you enjoyed the podcast. I hope that continues also through the listeners as well.
Yeah, no, I thought it was nice. We had, did somebody recently say, I feel like somebody gave us some love on, Travis Miller gave us some love on Facebook. Yeah. Guy that Josh and I have worked with posted about Normally Normal PSA podcast and said it was great and put it on Facebook.
That's very cool.
So, yeah. Good energy.
Good energy.
Good energy.
He wanted, I think, more racist jokes.
Yeah, oh. That's what.
I think that's what he was requesting.
That sounds about right. If I know Travis.
Yeah. I got a good one here for you, Travis. Here we go.
Yeah, no, that was cool. That was cool. And I always get people being like, oh, yeah, I still haven't listened to your podcast yet, or I want to listen to your podcast. So it's cool to always have, there's like mild interest, like not enough that people are listening,
yeah,
but that people mention
that
they want
to. I would disagree. I look at the numbers when we post the thing, and I think people are listening.
Okay, cool. Good. I'm glad. I think it's getting, I like that our episodes are getting a little shorter now, a little more listenable. So, yeah, I'm happy about it.
Episode 100 will be 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, that one's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, we're going to do a 24-hour live stream about politics, gun control.
The corrections.
Corrections. At some point, we're going to talk about Bernie, but he will have either won or lost at that point.
Right.
That 24-hour live stream, like, why are these people talking about that guy who didn't win? What are they doing? Shut up.
Or won.
You're right. But that's episode 100. Brian, what else is on that list?
We're only on episode 27. Oh,
guys, I'm going to start using LEL.
Guys,
but I'm also going to start talking like that guy who put that on Urban Dictionary.
Please don't.
Do you think it'll ever be modified so much so that no L's are even in it, and like it just keeps morphing from lel to well and well?
I feel like we just go back to HAHA. It's a classic way to say I'm laughing.
That's
I've never LOL.
I don't ever type lol.
I've never typed lol.
I mean, I don't care. People type lol back at me, and I get it, and it's fine. I don't hate them for it or judge them, but I just think ha ha.
Unless I do it ironically, like I'm clearly not laughing.
By the way, don't say too much bad about an LOL, because one of our viewers right now, our fantastic friend, wait, SK Dakota.
Oh, SK Dakota.
Also put LOL.
Perfect.
So give them a moment. Give them a moment.
Thanks, SK Dakota. I do want to say,
living that octopus life.
Real quick, since we're on topics that I have, if you guys want to just jump on Hulu, go to the newly added OC.
Oh, geez, I know what's coming.
Fly on over to season 2, mm-hmm. episode 16.
Oh, you have the exact episode and everything?
Minute marker, 34 minutes and 9 seconds.
Do you realize you're making the title the picture of this episode as you speak?
Oh, perfect, perfect.
Yeah.
Watch that for like 10 seconds or so from there, and you're going to see this guy hanging out, talking to Ben McKenzie on an episode of the OC.
No biggie.
Just getting yelled at by the lead.
Getting yelled at. I did, by the way, it's obviously nothing, and I was just an extra, but I just watched it again just because I haven't seen it in a while, and like, I did a terrible job. Even just being a normal person who reacts to somebody, it was so dumb.
But you'd also just mention to them that you guys need at least 5 minutes, because this is a big moment. This is like Brian's first like big speaking role, and he does this he does this huge like monologue when Ben Kizzy asks for the gas can.
Yeah,
he's like,
yeah,
listen,
yeah,
you need to ask more respectable.
Right,
you
right.
Know, I'm a man.
I'm here helping you build this fire. Yeah. Do you remember that?
So he goes on for 5 minutes, and it's really epic. It's like, it was one of the most cry-worthy scenes of the OC.
Weren't you nominated and maybe even won, like at least a few Emmys for that?
Yeah, I was nominated for an Emmy for Best Special Guest Star. Pretty sure that's a category.
Best unscheduled monologue.
Best unscheduled.
Best ad-libbed monologue that the director yelled at you for. Great times, guys. Great times. So I'll always have that. You know, yeah, sure, I do a bunch of commercials.
And so will everybody else.
Yeah.
Because now it's on Hulu.
It's on Hulu forever until they take it down like X-Men.
Oh, well, they won't.
Yeah, now I can sell my OC DVDs to Gary.
Right. Oh, get Gary back into your life, man.
I would like, I'm saying it right here on the podcast, so we need to do it.
Right here.
Remember Gary's number.
I'm looking to see if I even still have it.
And we will call Gary live.
Oh, that'd be great.
And see what he's up to.
Of course, he's going to pick up from the year 1992. And it's going to be super weird.
His landline.
I do not have Gary's number.
We're going to be like, hey, we're on a podcast. And he's going to be like, what are you talking about? That's not a word.
And then he'll pop into the future to see what we're talking about. Then he'll pop back. Like, right. Okay, got it, guys. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
God, that would be so weird.
I do have Groot's number still.
What a great use of time travel, too. Just, you know, if Gary would only time travel just to get DVDs.
That'd be incredible.
Because also, why would he not go farther and get Blu-rays?
Like, right. Or why, if he could time travel, why wouldn't he do anything else more amazing than come back and get DVDs? Incredible.
I could go to the past and change the world. Nope. I really need that Phoenix Saga.
Really need that Phoenix Saga.
I would go to year like 2030 and get like Marvel like phase 3 and 4 all on Blu-ray and just have like a huge marathon of all the movies that won't come out for the next 2 decades.
You'd be the most popular person in the world, probably. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Did you guys watch the trailer for Doctor Strange?
Yeah, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, boy.
Just watched it.
Yeah, boy.
It is going to be trippy.
Yeah.
It is going. They've always said that they want to be like some of his like astral plane scenes, because that's one of his things. He ascends to the astral plane.
Right.
Is like they want that to be like a drug trip.
Oh,
like,
really?
To look like an Elsa, like if you had just took LSD or something.
Damn.
They want that to look like. So I am very excited for this movie and very excited to get drugs. Mm-hmm. Before and after, probably during the movie.
Ayo.
Yeah, I have not seen a movie I remember in the last 2 years without being on all the drugs.
You are a fucking liar.
He's a big druggie.
No. Name a movie you saw with me most recently.
Deadpool.
Methamphetamine. What else?
Wow, I haven't. I don't know what else. I mean, we saw probably like Captain America or something.
Yeah, straight up coke in one hole of our nostril.
Coke in one hole.
While smoking marijuana. And literally during the movie when you guys were not watching, I was like putting tablets of E up my butt.
Up your butt? That's the best way to do it. Everybody knows that.
Molly, like, you guys, butt? I was like trying to make sure no one saw it.
All of the things.
Trying to make sure no one saw, man, I look crazy.
But at one point I did notice you were so into the movie you didn't realize you accidentally switched it.
Oh,
and
no.
And you put the rolled up $100 bill in your mouth, and then you put the joint up your nose.
Oh, my God.
And you put my dick up your butt.
Yeah.
That was so weird.
I mean, that's
normal.
Normally normal.
Yeah, now that I think about it, Captain America was a great movie. We had a really good time.
I mean, it seems like maybe we just watched a movie and then talked a little bit after and then left, but a lot more happened.
Yeah, way more.
Yeah.
Dude, nice.
So when Leo and I did that Marvel marathon of phase one and phase two leading up to the premiere of Age of Ultron, I thought he was going to die.
Yeah.
I can't believe you didn't die.
I should be dead.
Man.
You should have OD'd multiple times.
So you're sort of a ghost right now. And we get the privilege of having you as our friend still. Oh my God, he's floating. You guys, he's floating.
He's ghosting us.
Ghosting you right now. This is the exact moment.
Straight ghosted.
What else you got, Brian?
I just realized that's a weird phrase. Like to say you ghosted someone because like you disappear from their life. If you ghosted them, that means like you're haunting them and you're appearing like when you shouldn't. Like if you're not friends with them anymore, you're like...
No, that's not true.
Yeah, because that's what ghosts do. Ghosts like pop up and they scare you.
Only shitty ghosts.
So I mean,
I think some ghosts just chill and they don't even know that.
Yeah. Like if you're like in a relationship or dating someone,
Rob Medley ghost,
and you don't want to break up with them, and you ghost them, that means like you're appearing like in the middle of the night and scaring the crap out of them. You're moving all their kitchen stuff around, like that's ghosting.
Are you doing that to Gary?
I mean, maybe I should.
You definitely should.
Yeah, that's how I'm going
to
start
you
interpreting.
Do it to Gary,
ghosting.
Leo, you do it to Mike. I'm going to do it to my friend Adam.
I'll do that, but let's all. Mike would be like, "Hey, Leo, stop." Adam would be like, Brian, why are you here? Gary would rape Josh. So we need to make
sure. You gotta be really careful when you're in there ghosting.
Yeah, because you could be ghosting at any moment and he'll just like turn around behind you and just be like, oh.
Yeah, grab you.
Latch onto the back. And you would probably not even have a moment to scream because he'd already covered your mouth and doing a hand massage with the other one.
What's that shit that they put on like fabric and then they cover your mouth?
Chloroform?
So they knock you out? Yeah, chloroform.
You know how I know chloroform?
Oh, Ace Ventura.
Ace Ventura.
Yep.
When he was chasing
bro.
Chasing down the...
Fuck yeah.
The athletes.
Does he get punched in the face?
That was great.
It's a great movie. You know what?
Really good
New
movie.
Topic. Ace Ventura.
Ace Ventura.
Chloroform. Let's put chloroform rags on our faces and see who can stay conscious the longest.
That'd be awesome.
That would be kind of cool.
While recording the podcast.
When one of us stops talking, that person probably lost. Or won.
I wonder
depending
what
if you're a listener or not.
Inside of you would help you last longer.
See, I always thought if someone put a rag over my face, I'm going to assume they're chloroforming me.
Right.
So I would
stop breathing.
Immediately stop breathing, give it like a few seconds, and then pretend that I've been passed out. Yeah. And then I'd get up and run away. Ha, stupid.
But wouldn't, like, you say that, but also it's completely unexpected. Mm-hmm. So the shock of, what? Like, already that right there, I would feel would be enough for me to go down.
It's true. You can always say that you do something until you're in that situation.
You could even put a rag, just a regular rag, over my face, and I bet you I'd pass out.
Just show me a picture of a rag, and I'm like, done.
Just a warm, soothing rag. Smells like mint.
I've also always wondered... I don't know how this is possible in movies and TV when people kill each other by putting a pillow over the face. I've tried smashing a pillow on my own face as hard as I can, and I can still breathe every time. I don't know how you can suffocate.
But I would say it's your own face, and you don't have the tendencies of suicide.
Well, I've had other people try it.
What?
Just see this if I can is weird, John.
No, because I just had someone hold a pillow on my face and try to suffocate me and smother me, and I could breathe.
Well, did that person also want to kill you?
Maybe.
Uh-oh. Who the fuck is doing this?
Can I do it, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, you literally never asked us.
Try it.
Interesting.
Because people are always like, they're like smacking their hands. They're like, oh, right, and then they die. Man. Like, the pillow is not like a super encompassing thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's not shoved
into
the mouth.
Maybe it's a certain type of pillow.
Maybe.
That you don't have.
You got to get those suffocating pillows.
Yeah.
But also, like, you say, Brian, try. What if he succeeds? It's not win.
We'll have a safety
thing. You're dead.
Oh, I was going to say we could just sign a thing that says, like, if I die, it's okay because I told Brian to do it.
But you would still go to prison. Like, we talked about on the podcast at one time, that guy who willingly let himself be killed and eaten.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that dude's still manslaughter.
But
bummer.
Did they have a thing that was signed that said they did,
yeah,
didn't they?
Yeah, so, yeah. He had a whole, he made
well,
sure that
what
he had
if
a
I
whole.
I just get a really good lawyer? Or hide the body.
Or get some bruises.
Or don't. Or don't.
Leo, can you just let me kill Josh and hide his body?
You're right.
I don't understand.
You're right.
Thanks, man.
You're right.
Love you, boo.
Anytime, buddy. But that with your luck, it'd be the first time that like that person returns with his driver's license.
Yeah,
it's
right.
When that's like,
oh my God, that dude
dead.
Would get in trouble for killing Josh for sure. Mm-hmm. Sir, why do you have his license and where's his body?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know. Oh my God, I really don't know how I have this. Have you checked everywhere under your bed and stuff like that?
I'm not under my bed, but I've looked around at my desk, like places where it could have fallen. Like if it fell out of my wallet. Like, when I, like, take my credit card out to, like, order something, like, online. Like, I don't know.
Because whenever before I leave to go drive, I make sure I do a full over the bed and then under the bed.
Cavity search.
Over the bed and under the bed, and then I can leave.
Of what?
It's my OCD thing. You just, I walk over the bed and I go under it. And I go,
you crawl under the bed, and then you can leave. Wow.
Now I'm ready to leave.
Now I can leave my home.
Oh, I mean, it takes me a while, but
yeah,
you know, it's just, it's what you got to do to be
part
safe.
Of your process. It's yep. weird. It's really weird.
Yep. And then I make sure I fiddle. I do actually have this thing where I literally will like lock the door.
Yeah.
And then no matter how far away I am, it could be seconds, it could be a minute, I go, shit, did I lock the door?
Oh, yeah.
I always lock the door.
I do that all the time.
I always lock the door.
Chad is really bad at that.
About really? Not locking it?
Or about no, about like checking? Overly checking that every door is locked, that the stove's off, that it, you know, like everything. It's pretty funny. I mean, I get it. I'm like that too. I'd rather I double check than leave the house unlocked. Somebody comes in, steals all my things, rapes my roommate,
mm-hmm.
et cetera, et cetera.
Lucky roommate.
Yeah, right?
Hashtag bruisers.
Lucky roommate. Guys, I have I spent the night on my Ooh. On my back patio
oh.
With the roommates and fucking got a bunch of mosquito bites.
Oh.
All of us. You I thought mosquitoes didn't even live here.
What if they're spiders?
No, we saw the mosquitoes. We even lit the little fiery flame things.
What if they were spiders in mosquito candle? Costumes?
Oh, that's that could
true.
Be
they
true.
They could have been spiders in mosquitoes.
Because they have the same yeah. almost amount of legs, right?
Damn it.
Yeah, you gotta put some wings on a big old fake nose.
Yeah, they went to Mosquito Con.
They're getting smarter.
They
I couldn't get them into Mosquito Con either. I tried. Oh, man. Sold out.
I'd like to see your mosquito yeah, cosplay.
I think they are getting smarter because actually, I think Gary was just billions of mosquitoes
in a human suit. Yeah, wow.
And he's like texting me, "You want back? Which I definitely no blood sucking.
He would fucking kill you. definitely won't suck your blood. No Ooh,
that
way,
was
no
a
way.
Little, that was a little pinch. Don't worry about it.
So annoying. I feel like I'm back in Chicago again, and they're like coming. Like more and more like seem to appear like as if there's still mosquitoes in our house from like when we left the door open and they're just flying around biting us.
Oh, you left the door open? Was Chad like freaking out?
Well, he was there. We were all drunk and shit. We had some mushroom chocolates.
Nice.
Ooh. What is a mushroom chocolate?
Allie has
I gotta
a,
take this to my next movie.
That's true. Mm-hmm. My roommate Allie though has a projector that we didn't. All of a sudden she's like, oh, I got this projector 2 years ago. We never use it. And so we had a, we set up the big screen in the backyard and watched a couple movies on it in the back. It was actually pretty great.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Thanks for the invite.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, seriously. Mm-hmm. Thanks yeah. for the invite.
We don't have to go over this again. You guys decline everything I ever invite you to. So,
but one of these days we'll accept.
That's
so,
true.
Until then, keep trying.
I will keep trying.
I will always accept. I've now determined I'm living this yes man life.
Yeah.
So you tell me something.
I'm
to do.
Still living the enchilada life.
Yeah, Josh is living the enchilada life.
You've given up empanada life, but you're living the yes man life.
Yeah, so I'm using the less man life.
Another reference to Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Which I love.
LYML.
Yeah. And also, but while I do it, I'm wearing like a big old green mask.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Holy, does it make you like really fast and funny?
Yep.
And I used to have that mask.
You used to have that mask?
Like a rubber one that looked just like it?
I'm pretty sure someone found that mask you used to have and then made a sequel to that movie and used that mask as
They were somehow able to get
CGI.
It off the ground, film it, put it out. Not sure why.
You remember that movie?
Mask 2?
Yeah.
I intentionally
I know that it was made. I didn't see it.
It was, I never saw the other, saw like a couple parts. Jamie Kennedy, but then I think it was like the kid was the one that I actually wore the Loki mask. That was a Loki mask in that movie.
Yep.
Damn.
Loki as in the
God of Mischief.
Tom Hiddleston.
Yep. They should actually go back and when they redo it, instead of all that like crazy CGI, just crazy Tom Hiddleston face.
Yeah, he puts that on and it just cuts to like Avengers footage. Just, I'm Loki walking around.
Hey, it's me.
I don't know. I may have just been on his website or on the IMDb page for Jim Carrey. I don't know what it was, but he's got, I think he's doing like some sort of smaller indie movie he did already. But he like has a big beard and he's bald and it's a drama. And like I saw like still shots from it. It looked crazy. It looks good. Like he looks good in that, you know, because he's, I don't know, he just has that look where he could be a like dramatic actor, but I wonder if it'll be good.
Well, for sure. I mean, Eternal Sunshine and Spotless Mind was fantastic. So
true.
If that's any, you know, another, he's going that route.
Yeah.
What was the other movie that he made?
Majestic. Truman Show is a little, half
number
drama,
23.
Oh, yeah, number 23.
Yeah, I think it was just called 23. That was actually super cool. I love the concept. You guys ever see that movie?
I did. I don't remember much about it, but I remember seeing it.
It was, you know, basically he was just writer, if I remember right, and somebody was killed or something, and he was writing a book, and it, you know, spoiler alert, turned out he was the actual one killing them and writing the book. His multiple personality was doing all the killing.
Whoa, that's crazy.
So, spoiler for that movie, if you hadn't seen it, shut up.
Sorry, guys. Shut up.
You
had your chance. Make sure to put it in the notes for the episode. Yep. We spoil the movie, the number 23.
We spoil the Jim Carrey 12 or 15-year-old movie,
right.
23.
Classic. Classic.
Ryan, what else you got on there?
What's on that list, baby boy?
I did do something else that was fun. I don't know.
While you're looking at Josh, what do you got?
I was going to talk about fear.
Oh,
the movie with Reese Witherspoon and Marky Mark?
if you want. Cool. Open to interpretation. I was just talking about, I feel like we kind of know each other's big fears, but the listeners might not. So, like, what's your biggest fear? What are fears that you will face in order to, you know, get through life things, whether it's like flying or something like that? What's a fear right. that you just can't? And, you know, just fear. What's a fear you wish you could conquer?
I fear.
This is a great opportunity for you in Pose to put some great scary music by
yeah.
the way.
Yeah. Fear. Or now that you said it, don't do anything.
Yeah.
I would say I fear three things.
Wow.
The Walking Dead.
Not the show, but actual zombies.
No.
The show.
The show's
good. Oh, got it.
The show scares me. No, I would say for real, planes. You not planes in general, but flying.
Yeah.
I just hate the fact of it. But like Josh said, I tried my best to avoid flying for so long. Like even in Chicago, still I was taking Greyhounds and buses back home.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Greyhound's the same goddamn thing. Greyhound and trains back home.
The old Amtrak-y.
And a train was a 24-hour trip. A Greyhound was an 18-hour trip. So it's like, my God. And then it's a hour and a half flight. But I could never, at that point in time, I could never force myself to get on a plane. I would always, if I did it once or twice, I would get on it and literally I was already full sweat before the thing even took off.
Yeah. Isn't that so wild?
It is. I would say I'm getting better, with flying, but I just know that the one time I'm like, hey, we're all right, I'm super comfortable, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
So I can't allow myself to get super comfortable.
But it's funny that you say that, like, I know the one time, but really the truth is that's not true at all. And you will never die in a plane crash, like based on, you know,
statistics,
stats. But it's just that's what fear is. It's just all in your head.
Yep.
So crazy how powerful it is, even when it makes no sense when you look at it from the outside.
Yeah. So I don't know. And then I think that also goes hand in hand with kind of my other one. I actually had just a dream about it last night. That's funny. Josh, you bring it up. Josh was in my dreams.
I was ghosting him.
You were ghosting
straight
me.
Ghosting.
All right. Josh has 90 different meanings of what ghosting
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah.
Ghosts do lots of things.
I would say
I turn people's TVs on in the middle of the night.
Heights for me, but not like,
yeah,
like just being that high, but also like, almost in the fact of like, oh my God, this thing could break or this building could fall down. Like just so many crazy, weird fears. Yeah. When I was living on the back porch, even in Chicago, which is a funny thing to say because living on a back porch, I did that in real life.
It did have a roof over it, but it was freezing and we would play video games in our jackets, our winter jackets.
But yeah.
Freezing or really hot.
It was either freezing really hot and it was a mass amount of bugs because that's where they lived. That was great.
You're the best.
So living on that back porch, every night, literally every single night, I would wake up in the middle of the night with the feeling of falling because the porch was sloped. So like literally like sloped.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you have to put a bed on there, I felt like I was always about ready to roll off.
That's so weird.
But also hearing that story of like all the porch collapse in Chicago, like felt like since there was so much stuff that I had and I didn't know what the neighbors had, like that thing could just tip over at any point in time. And that's how I really don't want to die by being in a fucking Chicago porch living there.
Man, it sounds pretty cool.
It would be cool.
Yeah, it sounded great. It was great living there. Thanks. Yeah, it was great. Yeah, great, you guys.
Okay, so we got planes and heights. Did you say you had three?
Fear of the Walking Dead, the show.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I'm sorry.
Tuesdays at 10 on AMC.
He's so scared. Doesn't
even know. I also do not love flying, but I'm less afraid of it now and more just like, it's just not comfortable for me. So I just don't love being on a plane, but I don't really fear dying on a plane anymore. And I also like literally every time I'm on a plane and there's turbulence, I'm like, well, maybe today's the day I die. It's fine. I got my music on and dying's part of life. So I'll be fine. No big deal. but I know that I won't and I have a better chance of dying like everywhere else. But I really do. I'm really afraid of sharks. For really no reason. I've never had an incident with a shark or anything like that. They're just so scary because when you're in the ocean, like that is their home.
Yeah.
And they could just come fuck you up if they wanted to. And I love the ocean. I love swimming in it. But man, they're just so scary.
But yeah, you're in their territory. So when you hear a shark attack, it's more of like a human attack. Because like human is in their territory. So they're like, hey, yo, what's up?
People are always like, oh, kill the shark, that bastard shark. It's like, well, I mean, you know, you're in the fucking ocean. So
yeah.
You're gonna... But I just I still swim in the ocean. It's not like I avoid the ocean or anything like that. But if I like saw a shark fin when I was in the ocean, I bet I would have a panic attack. Like I would freak the fuck out, I think.
Have you ever seen the movie Open Water?
No, but I know of
that. Is such a frightening concept.
Yeah.
You know, 8 scuba divers go in with an instructor. 6 come up with the instructor And then they're like, well, I think everyone's here, right? And it's like, yeah. And then they just leave.
So unrealistic.
So, yeah. So, but then like, there's those two that are then stuck.
I mean, talk about fear. Like, if you were somehow just trapped in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably my, I can't imagine anything worse than that.
Yeah, and that's, and I think that's one of the, like, literally they're just waiting, like, waiting not right. waiting.
They're waiting and waiting, I guess, yeah. really.
So they're just waiting in the middle of the ocean, like, they'll come back, and then the whole movie is just super depressing, because, again, spoilers for Open Water, oh, a 20-year-old movie.
So far,
movie.
Two yeah. spoilers, well, Open Water and 23.
I was definitely not 12 when I went to go see it, like, still. 15 years. But they were just waiting, and then that dude finally...
gets attacked by Jim Carrey playing a shark.
Finally, yeah.
Wow.
No, finally, there's that like fin in the background. And then even before that, they said they could feel stuff like tickling their feet, like going by it, like a school of fish or something. And just that thought, because, you know, the open water is so huge. And like at the beach, you can see through it because it's 2 feet or whatever. But you go there, they were looking down, they could just feel stuff going in between their legs.
Oh, yeah. It's like because we're the most advanced species on the planet, but in so many ways we are totally helpless
for sure.
And like being alone in like some vat, like even if it's like in the middle of the jungle or in the middle or in the desert or in the middle of the ocean, like you become the weakest thing in the
for sure
at a disadvantage.
Oh god, that'd be so
but
scary.
Yeah, in that movie it's just him like he couldn't basically swim anymore, he couldn't keep his body afloat, and he saw all the sharks coming to eat them.
Yeah, he got bit by one,
so he basically he got bit by one, so that then the blood in the water they all started smelling it, so he's basically killed himself so that she could at least have a longer chance so that they would, you know, not be hungry anymore.
Did she get saved?
I think she got saved.
No, she did not.
Oh, she doesn't? In open water?
They both die.
Oh, I thought she got saved.
And spoiler alert, guys.
Mm-hmm. Who? In what movie were we watching that gets saved then?
The scariest shark movie of all time. The Reef.
Yes, thank
the
you.
The Reef. That movie is so scary.
Yeah, is it really?
Yeah, so my big fear is...
Oh, also Dying Alone.
Oh, Dying Alone?
Not really. That's just like a super sad
I prefer
one.
To Die Alone.
Fuck that, man.
Good God.
For to live alone, die alone. Yeah, mine is, but sharks, but like to like an extra degree, like any natural bodies of water, I like my take over and like anything. So it's not just sharks, it's alligators, anything that could be like in a lake, in a river, piranhas, and all that kind of stuff. My mind plays tricks on me. And it's just, it is the water itself. Like you said, if you're in the jungle, you're at a disadvantage against, you know, pumas and leopards and if you're in the forest, you know, bears. But to me, I don't, that fear doesn't affect me. Like I can walk through that stuff. I'm like, oh, you know, whatever, the odds of that happening or
No, the ocean or a big body of water is another layer because at least you have your feet and stuff on them.
You're way less mobile. They can come out of nowhere
because
you cannot see more than a couple feet in front
of
you.
We are literally
so
not made
for
the water.
They can just appear out of nowhere. So that like instant attack, it could happen at any moment. It has me on such on edge so much that I can't
on tilt,
turned up. So, like, pools are really the only place I feel comfortable swimming. I can't do lakes and the ocean and stuff like that because the fear just is just so in my brain of all the different things that could get me.
Yeah.
And there's nothing I could do about it while it was happening to stop it or anything like that. But that being said, like, I would...
I'm a professional scuba diver.
Like, I would want to get in one of, like, those, like, little personal, like... submarine things that go down and explore.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Because I would feel that kind of
you'd be
false
in the water,
security
but you'd be, right.
of being in that thing. Yeah. I would feel like that layer of protection. Like part of me, like I wouldn't really know until I was trying to make myself do it, but I feel like I could do like a cage. Like get in there and like look at the sharks and stuff through the cage because I would feel like
no way I would ever do that.
But I don't know. That I'm saying that now, but like, and I don't really have a problem like with heights. Like I'm not like too afraid to do stuff that involves heights. I've gone skydiving and stuff like that.
I love heights, literally.
But they do give me that adrenaline rush. There is that natural fear. Like when I did the like the ledge at the Sky Deck in Chicago.
Oh yeah,
like, I didn't really expect. But like once I was on that glass floor looking down over 100 stories, my legs were like shaking.
Wow.
Oh man, my body is like telling me like this is dangerous. Like it realizes that this is a precarious thing. To look and, you know, to do. It knows that I'm way too high.
We got
to
go do the Hancock thing, the new Hancock one where it's the lean instead of the ledge.
Oh,
it's your whole body that leans.
That's so
that
weird.
Ledges out.
What about the one that's opening in LA that is a slide?
Yeah.
That wraps around the outside of the building. You slide.
What? This is real?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're building a glass slide that goes from like one floor and it wraps around the building like in a curve to like a lower floor. So you are sliding and you're just on glass.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah,
whoever
just purchased the US Bank building.
Oh, it's that building?
Yeah, is adding that.
That's
so
crazy.
Whoever just purchased the US Bank building.
I mean, that's
money, please.
Yeah, right. That just sounds, I just like that. I'm exhilarated by that. because it is, like you said, because it is sort of scary, or because, yeah, your body like knows like this is dangerous, but it's for some reason such a good feeling. Yeah. To the extent of like, maybe this will get quenched when I finally go skydiving too, but like when I was at the Cliffs of Moher in Ireland, like you're on the edge looking down, and it's like 400 or 500 feet or something. It's very high. And like, a part of me wanted to like jump just to get like to have the feeling of that. Obviously not to die, but like,
yeah.
I love it so much.
I say it now, and I probably would do it, and I would probably be in tears when it's happening, but I would go skydiving.
We should definitely go.
That would be really literally all of my fears at play at once.
Yeah, right?
So
you got to get in a plane to jump, plus The Walking Dead will be on when we get down there.
Yeah.
We'll be watching it on the plane.
Yeah. Why are we doing this? In-flight
entertainment.
Oh, it's so good.
Speaking of Walking Dead, the Fear of the Walking Dead, like the spinoff show, just started up season 2, and that takes place in this season, at least so far, like on a boat in the middle of the ocean. And like at one point, one of the characters like swimming around in the water, and that's when I became scared because I was like, oh, he's gonna get eaten by
sharks. Right.
I don't care about the zombies and stuff like that. I was like, now, like that's when like I was like, oh, he's gonna die.
Yeah,
but not because of the zombies, just because
everyone always says that, like, you know, if there's a zombie attack, get a boat, let's go in the middle of the ocean. I think that's why this show is doing this, because it's like, no, there's still a ton of stuff to fear even out here.
Yeah, just like real life shit. Plus, is there such a thing as zombie sharks?
In this universe, no. In the Walking Dead universe, animals are not affected by the virus.
Got it.
But then again, regular sharks already want to kill you and eat you. So, like, zombie sharks would actually better be a zombie shark, because maybe the move slower.
Yeah, that's true.
Zombie shark.
I wanted to ask you about
good
that
shark impression.
Thank you. That's my zombie shark impression. Do you have, Josh, do you have any issues with like boats or ships? Or do you even have any experience with that?
I never really. He's
a boat
ships.
Captain.
You're the captain of a boat? Wow, that's cool.
So yeah, a little bit of experience.
Like I wouldn't like I would do like a cruise ship for sure. I wouldn't do like
because it's enormous.
Yeah, yeah. But like when people get off and, you know, are swimming in the water off to the side, like, hell no. One also because like one of the most popular Shark Attack videos is during that. Like the one that they play every single Shark Week is
this, oh really?
It's a group of people who are, you know, when the cruise ship like comes to a stop and the ocean people can swim around, and yeah, the shark attacks, the lady rips off her leg like right next to the cruise ship.
Yikes!
And so I wouldn't do that. The smaller the boat, probably the more apprehensive I would be.
Right.
I just saw a video the other day of some people up like in the Arctic on those like little rafts, rubber inflatable things, and there was a penguin being chased by killer whales. Orcas were chasing the penguin. The penguin swam to the boat and jumped up into the boat with
him my God.
To get to safety.
Yeah.
And these giant orcas are swimming underneath this inflatable rubber
dinghy.
Boat.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, you got to throw that penguin out, right? You get that fucking penguin out.
Or Gary, if he was with you.
You got to sacrifice that penguin, man.
Yeah, but like I would not want to be like on a kayak in the ocean or anything like that. I would feel like a shark could knock us over. I would not go surfing.
Right.
I feel but like the bigger, the more secure.
But like
feeling.
A sailboat or
a sailboat,
like a
yeah, like a yacht or like a boat. But like, yeah.
I mean, sailboats aren't big. But then again, you're not go like here. Like if you went on a sailboat, you would just like go around the harbor. You wouldn't be
like
going
those boats
deep
that
the...
would, you know, you would see people riding like in Chicago, like going underneath the bridges.
Right.
Like that, I would feel safe on.
Okay.
But like a little like safety boat, like a little
also, there's no sharks in Lake Michigan. And so
but it was alligators
that we know of.
Are there alligators?
They found
Michigan?
Several alligators in Chicago River. People like toss them in there.
Oh, that we God. Know of.
That we know of
sharks.
Yeah.
See, I think that's another thing too. I think
it's just the unknown.
I think
mystery.
That. I think that.
I fear the unknown.
We all do. Hi, I'm Mr. Unknown. I would say I would think that that submarine thing would make you feel even more scared, because then you go down there and you're like, holy shit, there's this that lives down there, and there's this. Like, you would find more things to be like, no.
Yeah, see, my thing is, because people are like, well, why do you watch all these? I watch like every single, like, you know, scary shark movie there is and stuff. People are like, why do you do that? It's going to make, you know, make your fear worse. My fear can't get worse. Like, it's not like at one point, you know, I it's been long enough since I've seen Jaws. Now I can go swimming. Oh, watch it again.
Reset
my fear.
Yeah.
Like, it's already at max. So, you know, I like watching them all, because then I can, you know, see them and watch people get killed, but not me.
I love watching people get killed.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Great. You're reconfirming that this is why one of these fears is maxed.
Yeah. Every time in any movie or show, if I see someone get in the water, I always say, "Oh, they're gonna die."
So you're
just, I just whether it's a comedy,
you're gonna die.
Yeah. Oh, they're in the water. They're gonna die.
And this fear of Josh's literally keeps him from exploring 80% of the planet.
Mm-hmm. I'll go to space.
Oh God, I would go to space so hard.
Space sharks. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Space sharks.
Yeah.
Friggin' space sharks. Come
That'd be crazy.
On.
Or again, more unknown up there too.
There are space sharks in that book that a friend Jeff wrote A group in space sharks.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. How do they move around?
Through space.
Got it.
Aliens.
Good answer.
Yeah. Must have some sort of propulsion, yeah.
Aliens. Actually, didn't, what's his name, just propose some, like, billion-dollar investigation into deep space aliens?
Zuckerberg?
Stephen Hawking?
I think the two of them.
Oh, really?
Hawking and Zuckerberg teaming up.
Wow.
Problem is, it's
classic duo.
Funded by Brian Colbert Kennedy.
So yeah, they're not going anywhere. I got a 5 spot on it.
Yeah. So they want to do 100 million. So basically every cent that you make, they're going to have to take and try to see if there's aliens. But if they are found, they'll be called the Colbert Kennedys.
Interesting.
That's
just a whole species of alien will be called the Colbert Kennedys?
That's planet CK.
I feel like they should just call them hyphens.
Yeah. I was going to say hyphen, but the joke was too easy. Joke was there on the table.
I did saw an interesting video the other day. I'm not going to be able to quote it too well, part of like, the facts and the statistics and stuff, but it was saying like that just the fact that we haven't found any other aliens, stuff like that, like they can still kind of like somewhat accurately predict like what they would be like and everything. And so that they would be most likely bigger than us, and they would be like on a planet, or like they would be much bigger in relation to like their environment and stuff like that than we are. And the odds of them looking like humans are like astronomically like bad. Like, they're going to look like some kind of creature or something vastly different than our human form. Just like the fact that no other like animals on our planet look like little humans.
Right.
And but they said that the way they could kind of tell that they would be,
that'd be so funny
that they'd be bigger than us is based on statistics of like the size. Like there are way more ants and things, insects, way more things on our planet that are drastically smaller than us.
Yeah.
And so like if you're going to be a living creature, statistically you're going to be in the most populous group, which is the small thing. So we are most likely in the small thing of what every, you know, what all the different organisms are that are out there. So like the odds of where you fit in the place of like sizes in the world, like the odds are it's much more likely that we're the size of like an ant for like the universe of sizes than we are of like being something big. And so there are more likely, you know, we're small compared to what else is out there.
Also, you know,
about basketball players? Basketball players are pretty tall.
I mean, they'd be aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. There it is.
That makes sense.
But just the way they had like kind of statistic based on like how they could predict things based on what they don't know, you know, with things that they can know about our own world, like on our own planet.
Right.
There are billions and billions and billions and billions of little tiny insects. And, you know, compared to how many people there are, it's way more likely that we are the insect equivalent of species in the universe than we are of the human. And so it's more likely that we're small compared to other things.
And if they come here, obviously, we know exactly probably 99% what would happen.
Step on us.
Yeah, exactly. Like
how many of them could even fit on Earth? Earth is
true,
so small.
True, just one giant Earth. No, well, that what they're saying is like, you know, obviously what happened to the Indians when Columbus came. It's like the same goddamn cunt. And throughout all of history.
That guy's a cunt.
Yeah. But throughout all of history, like the lesser populace, unfortunately, is pushed back. And if there's aliens traveling interdimensionally or whatever, you know, intergalactic to get to us, we were probably not going to do so well.
We
did repel them. Was that like 10 years ago? We did that? Didn't they? On like Independence Day or something, didn't they do a good job and like they destroyed all the aliens?
I can't remember, but I think we'll find out again soon when the sequel comes out.
Oh my god, they're coming back?
Yeah, I think they're coming back, and we're just gonna have to try to fight them again.
Oh my god, we'll see. Like one of the worst memories as a kid is when the aliens came.
Yeah, it was hard. The White House. A lot of shit got blown up.
Oh my god, man. I can't believe they're returning, and
they scheduled it.
Yeah, we know about it.
We know when it's gonna happen. Because it happened in the summer.
Definitely is going to happen in the summer, for sure. I just finished this book, finally. I've been reading it forever, called A Short History of Nearly Everything, that I highly recommend. It's just like a book about Earth and how like everything came to be.
Nice.
But many things, more than just the Earth. But it ended, I mean, it talked about it the whole time, but like it summarized at the end, like how many tiny little things throughout the, you know, billions of years had to happen the way that they happened in order for us to be where we are right now, like in order for there to even be humans or any organisms at all. And it's not, I didn't change my mind. It's certainly obviously possible that there are other life forms somewhere in the fucking enormous never ending universe.
Yeah.
But it was so cool to read this book and be like, yeah, like if one little thing went different, like there would be no people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is why that video was saying like the odds of them looking like us are astronomically small.
Because,
like,
right.
They would have to have a bunch of different things happen to make life happen.
Yeah.
But they'd have to be like almost the exact same things as us for them to look like us.
I think that
shift
would be,
in the
there's
whatever,
no other humans for
and the
sure.
evolution would, you know, oh, they need gills. They need this. They right, need, right. You know, whatever.
I like that book, but it's weird because the ending is then it's the very last line is, and finally on October 8th, 1983, Brian Colbert Kennedy was born.
Right.
Written by Brian Colbert Kennedy.
Written by Brian Colbert Kennedy.
So, like, it's cool. I mean, yeah, it's a great book.
Big, like, it's like the whole, it's like a surprise twist ending that this whole thing has just been like your autobiography.
Right.
But about also about everything else.
It's such
like,
a
this
good
is
book.
My life story so, and the life story of life.
Life story of humans, and it's all been leading to this.
Yeah. I'm working on
end of history.
The second one, yeah. It really gets more specifically into my life than the life of like the whole universe forever.
And I'll give you a spoiler alert at the end of that book.
We're spoiling this now too?
We're spoiling the end of your that second book.
Yeah.
And on his last day,
right.
His last breath.
Oh my God.
Was Leo. Why?
Okay, hold on. Wow. That was a spoiler to me even.
Uh-huh.
Holy shit, Leo's going to kill me. Wow.
Or should I say, L-E-O.
Yeah. I mean, you could be like lying on your deathbed and you see like a news report of Leo, like, you know, pooping on the moon. You're like, Leo, why?
That's
and then
true.
You die.
Although if you got a chance to poop on the moon, you'd have to take it.
Yeah.
But I was kind of more headed towards the death.
Oh, right.
But it's open to interpretation.
Fine. Kill me. I don't care. I don't
poop
fear
on the moon.
Death.
See what happens.
I no longer fear death.
Cool.
No big deal.
Me neither because I'm depressed.
All right, guys. And
it's not a sign of depression.
Yeah.
On that note, let's take a quick break.
Guys, I woke up this morning. I was so dirty, just dirty and smelly.
How dirty were you?
Gross.
That's pretty normal, though, right?
No, I was extra dirty.
Oh,
I just had like a real dirty sleep.
Oh, man. You probably woke up with some dirty scratches on your back.
Oh, so dirty and so scratchy. And then I thought to myself, God, I need to take a shower. I walk in, and like a bright, shining light, my little square bar of green soap said to me, hey, use me, you dirty little fucker. So I turned on the hot water, started washing myself with this really great soap. Called Crazy Clean Soap.
I feel like the soap would probably get you crazy clean, but also you could be crazy because your soap is talking
your
to
soap
you.
Your soap is talking to you.
Yeah, both of those are true.
Okay, cool.
The Crazy Clean Soap Company offers soap, scrubs, and other bath products that are handmade in sunny Los Angeles.
That's here.
That's true. What's where we live.
And it is sunny.
They use natural ingredients, colorants, and exfoliants. And actually, just so you guys know, from now until June 14th, 10% of the proceeds will be forwarded to the Bernie Sanders Foundation.
Boom. After that, they go to Trump?
I believe so. I'll look into it, but I believe so. I'm feeling the burn. You guys are feeling the burn. Let's wash ourselves and feel some burn. Well, not from the soap.
just real
clear,
quick.
Not from the soap.
Yes. Soap does not burn you.
Does not burn you. It's good for your shower, great for your skin. Get crazy clean at the Crazy Clean Soap Company. Where do you find them? You're probably wondering.
I was. Right now, my phone is out, and I'm looking at...
just Googling,
Well, I'm also sending money to Trump's campaign, but other than that...
God damn it.
I was all like, hey, Siri, Google this.
You guys should check out their website. It's crazycleansoap.com, and you order direct from their Etsy shop at etsy.com/shop/crazycleansoap. Also, you should probably like them on Facebook. They're called the Crazy Clean Soap Co.
Can't do it.
Well, Leo, you can. That's
maybe
true.
Maybe like a week or two when I decide to come back, but yeah. I can't do it right now.
Oh, but now you could follow them on Instagram and Twitter at Crazy Clean Soap.
Everyone should follow them on Instagram, yeah. But my rule on Instagram is I can only follow one person, and it's Brian Colbert Kennedy.
Oh, wow.
So it's big. It literally is my rule. Everyone's like, hey, follow me. God,
I love you.
I might get huge on Instagram with all like my soon-to-be like naked selfies and stuff,
right.
But like I'll only be one follow still.
I think if you have a ton of followers and you only follow one person, you're the best guy.
Yep.
Like you're the coolest looking guy. So anyway, check out Instagram, check out Facebook for the Crazy Clean Soap Company, and wash your dirty buttholes with this stuff.
Yeah, come on, guys.
Your buttholes are way too dirty.
Way too dirty, especially wake up from a really dirty sleep. You got to clean that butthole. Use Crazy Clean Soap. Smells good.
That's a fresh smelling butthole.
Well, you got a great smelling butthole. Do you use a Crazy Clean Soap Company?
Also, why are you so close to my butthole?
And we're back because I said we are.
Hey,
here
Leo's
we are.
The boss.
Leo's the boss. Here
we're know? Not back yet.
I would like
we're not back
to...
yet?
No.
I said we're not.
We are not back.
We'll keep talking, but we officially not back.
I guess we're going to come back. Let's do some reviews.
Yeah. Let me, I want to say one thing really quick, because.
And we're going to go on break real quick.
Because we were just talking about death. Two very good friends of mine recently lost somebody in their life, and it is, it's so funny to like think, because I really don't, I say it anyway, I don't fear death. I mean, it's just a part of life. If I die, I die, whatever. But it's crazy always to think about like somebody else losing somebody that they love. So, and they're good friends. One is a listener of our podcast even. So, sorry to hear that and love you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Love everyone forever.
Yeah.
Because they can leave at any time.
I was actually, I had a segment that I wanted to do, but we'll save it for probably next week.
Yeah.
But that's kind of anti your message. But I was going to say we should have an entire segment where we each call our moms live on the podcast.
Fine. That sounds great.
In the segment we called Moms.
Moms. That's awesome.
So
talk to your mom. Tell her you love her.
Call your mom. Tell your mom. Tell everyone you love them.
Dad, friends, family, everybody.
Yep. So
enemies.
And if you broke up with friends, even call them up. I mean, I reached out to an enemy recently.
Yeah.
Who'd you reach out to? Cherry.
Oh.
enemy. You know, enemy.
Enemy.
very cordial. But I would say, yeah, it's kind of anti-message, which is like, you know, call them now, do it now. We'll do it next week.
We'll do it next week.
In July.
No, so our moms are going to be fine.
So no, whoever that person is, he didn't say a name, and let's not. But yeah, hope everything goes, you know, better. And
it's all about moving forward.
Yep.
Quick healing process.
Yeah, it's time to be, obviously you got to be sad and take your time to deal with it. But the most important thing is, you know, being able to move on, because really it is the only other thing besides being alive that's guaranteed is that you're going to die.
Yep.
And it's just normal.
Let's jump into some reviews, guys. And let's this cool new song I got for it. Jingo Bingo Bongo.
Love that song. We should record that.
We should record that. That'll be a sweet new tune.
Cool, man.
I'm trying to think of what I've watched or read or
I know
listened
too.
To.
Great. We're all on the same boat. I would like to preview something since I haven't played
it. You need a preview?
Played it entirely yet.
Nice.
Yeah, so I would like to preview the new Ratchet & Clank game and movie.
Boom. Leo. And movie?
Yes. Josh?
They're making a movie?
Yeah. Huh? They're making a movie that's based on the original games.
What?
And then the game he's about to preview is based on the movie.
I was going to say all this during my thing, but thanks, guys. Go ahead. Yes, yes, Josh.
Previewing your preview. Can you please give us a three-word preview followed by a robotic meow?
Of course I can. Thank you, Josh, for asking. So I don't know if you said Ratchet & Clank, but that's what I'm reviewing.
Yeah, I didn't. I just said three-word review followed by a robotic meow of whatever. But yeah, of the new Ratchet & Clank game.
Of the new Ratchet & Clank game, I have recently purchased it, and I am going to begin playing it when I have movement on my hands again. So...
Are you okay?
No.
What's going on with your body?
A lot of wandering.
Got it.
So, what's going on with your body? Why are your hands all messed up? Nostalgia. Inspiring. Awe.
Like awe-inspiring? Like awe?
Yeah, but I said awe-inspiring. It's flipped
got
to
it.
It.
Now got
I
was it.
Like, damn it, I gotta say something else.
I like that you went that route.
Thank you. So let's go inspiring. Let's go how I should have said it. Awe-inspiring. it's just an absolutely gorgeous game. It looks like, obviously, what I want to say is, I want to preview it because I'm not 100% sure yet, but it looks like a lot of the scenes are taken directly from the movie, which they are doing. It's an animated movie, Ratchet & Clank, coming in theaters, I believe, end of this month.
You said it was Clank or Clink?
Clank.
Clank.
Clank. Ratchet & Clank, nostalgia in a sense that it's an old game. In 2002, the original came out, and now it's a reboot of the game based on a movie. Some crazy joke that they make in the trailer, but it's oh man, 2002, I played that first game. It's like, my God, on the probably PlayStation 2, and I was just
14 friggin' years ago.
I know. And it feels almost the same in a good way, like kind of like, oh man, like we're back to like a platformer. We're back to like it's like a N64 type game where you're going around collecting things and coins and this thing, it's bolts. And you got to find like the super hidden bolts and you're going through the story and it's a great story. And it's so far going to be super fun. So I'm enjoying myself. I only played for like 30 minutes. That's why I'm going to preview the heck out of it. And then inspiring as well, because it's like, we still have the things that I loved as a kid, like, but now I can enjoy them like as an adult too. And that's really inspiring to me that things like that still exist, even though I thought games like this would have been dead, like a 3D platformer, I thought, or have been slowly dying out. And it's really great to have them back. And then, just
nice.
Yeah. And then all inspiring, obviously gorgeous. So.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. That's that. And everyone shut up.
Everybody shut up.
Now everyone can shut up.
Shut your mouths.
Stop listening to this. Turn it off and shut up. We're done here. Just kidding. Josh, what do you got?
I'm thinking still. Brian, what do you got?
I can go then.
All right, Brian.
I'm going to review a show I saw.
What's the show title?
I guess you could say Second Chair.
Hey, Brian. Ooh.
Yeah?
He expected patience out of us.
Yeah, I was a little distracted, just whistling and enjoying the day.
Hey, good. I'm glad you're just a great time to do it.
Yeah.
So, Brian, could you please give us a 3-word review of the show Second Chair, followed by a last chair in the largest theater, but still wants to be heard by the stage? Meow.
Last chair in the largest theater.
So think of like the nosebleed seats at like a football game, right? But you still want the player to hear you meow.
Oh, got it.
Or what it would sound like to that player.
Sure. Yeah, of course I will.
Thank you.
That sounds great.
Thank you so much.
Blood. Drugs. Friends.
Meow! I think so, yeah. I saw a little wave blip.
For those listening, Brian backed his chair all the way back and gave us a hearty meow.
I hope you hear it. I hope the fan hears it. The player, the way from the nosebleeds.
I feel like they've heard me before.
I think so.
Because when I'm in the nosebleeds, like FedEx Field, I'm like, throw the ball! They throw the ball.
Oh my God. So he did hear you and listened.
Yeah.
You think he'd be listening to his coach, whatever.
Nope.
Listening to Leo.
Run the ball. They ran the ball.
So Second Chair is a band that my friend Evan plays bass in. And
Is the last name start with a C?
Uh-huh.
Ah, yeah. I didn't know they have a show.
Yeah, me neither. It was a real last minute text from his sister Lexi, who you guys know also.
Yeah,
and he was in town playing this show at this house in Eagle Rock. Ooh. And so I was like, all right, well, this is I don't have my motorcycle, and it was like late at night after work, and I was like, I'll definitely try to come because I love Evan.
Yeah,
and he's a very talented musician.
Evan is a huge video game guy.
Yeah, he's really great. He's a video game guy. He knows a lot about sports. Yep. He's an incredibly intelligent musician.
Yep.
He's a really cool cat.
He's like me if I had any musical talent whatsoever.
Yeah, totally. 100%. So I borrowed Chad's car, went after work to this house in Eagle Rock. It was a house party, like what I remember when I was a kid.
Awesome.
And it was like, this house is clearly always has house parties. There were three bands, just all these people.
Jesus.
Kegs. The house was like a fucking mess, but the owner was awesome. The owner brought pizza for everyone. Like, everybody was drinking and smoking, and then there was these, and first of all, so I got to see Evan, who I haven't seen in a while, Lexi, and a bunch of other cool people from that group that I used to see often and didn't, so it was really cool to catch up with them. And then, like, once the band started, it was like, it's like your favorite band now, like, what it used to be like for them, where they were literally just, like, at a house with their friends, like, in a living room, like, just fucking rocking out, and, like, see how much they loved it, like, loved doing it, the passion, and how much, and, just to a bunch of, like, just a bunch of people who were just like, yeah, sure, I'll see some music. And it was really, really great. And Evan played in this band called Second Chair. There are three bands. And he was the bassist. And by the way, this Evan can play any fucking instrument.
I was
going to
say,
sing.
He was a singer.
And it was really fun. The lead singer was like this little buff dude with long hair. And he was in like tights and like this, like this woman, like this crazy woman shirt. Like, he was such a character.
Is he single?
Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
Actually, I don't know if he's single. But it was just, it's just. It always is. Even though I'm not a musician, it's reminiscent of like when I go see good comedy, or when you just go see an artist playing their heart out, it's super inspiring.
That would have made me feel like...
I could have said inspiring, but instead I said blood, drugs, and friends.
I like it. That would have made me feel 17 years old.
That's what it was. And like, literally, there were like super young kids there that were like doing keg stands. It was just like a hilarious situation
Damn.
To be in.
Ah, man. That would have been fun.
It was pretty funny. Drugs, obviously, everybody was smoking. Friends, because I saw some old friends. And then blood, like complete with a girl who was so drunk she fell down, cracked her head open.
Oh.
Blood everywhere. The ambulance had to come. There was a dude. There was like the one. She ended up being fine, which is good. There was one dude in the front of the front of the audience for every show who was like clearly on Molly, just like so into it. There was like this random, like, no kidding, like 55-year-old woman who was there just like by herself, like hanging out.
Can we get a person who's just clearly on Molly who just like parties at front of our table while we do our podcast?
That would be amazing.
Just, like, loving it.
Just so into it.
It'd be awesome.
It was really great.
Oh my God.
Plus I wore this hat.
Bummer I missed that.
I got a free hat from my commercial shoot. Ooh. And it was like this, it's like a, like a stylish hat.
Ooh. Was it the one you sent a picture of?
Oh, yeah, right. That one.
Oh.
And so they gave it to me. They just gave it to me. And I was like, all right. So I wore it to this thing. And, like, I know what it's like to be a hat guy now.
Yeah.
Like, it's so ridiculous. There was one other guy who was in a hat who was, like, came up. He's like, oh, what's up, man? Where'd you get your hat? I was like, this is a conversation that people have who wear hats. Like, I have to talk to you about my hat now. Yep. Oh, it's so funny.
You're a hat person now.
Oh, God. I like it. I think it looks cool and hip or whatever, but, like, I don't think I could wear it.
And then Brian ghosted. Yeah, Brian ghosted that guy.
Oh, he ghosted so hard.
Talk about that hat.
Yeah, you want? Does your hat want a back rub?
My hat definitely wants a back rub, but only from a guy from 1996.
Yeah,
nice. Pretty fun. But it really was cool. It was great to see. Yeah, I could have invited you. I guess I don't know.
No, I would. That's probably was wandering.
It was Saturday night at like they literally went. They were supposed to go on at 10. They went on at 1 o'clock.
Wow. So in Eagle Rock, is there just a ton of space for this party? Like,
It was in a house right next to two, just in a regular neighborhood. I was thinking, like, unbelievable that nobody is like, hey, you guys should shut up.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It was very
loud. It was a Saturday night, so that's
hopefully. Yeah, I mean, at least, right.
Yeah. You're feeling right.
Yeah, it was great. I just like that guy so much. Evan's just a really cool
He's really good. Really I remember cool. The last time I saw him was at 4100 Bar.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it was somebody's birthday, maybe Tiffany's birthday, yeah. I think, and 4100 Bar, and he literally just, when he saw me walk up, he goes, all right, what are you playing right now? And I told him, he said, okay, and now what's your 2015, like, I think it was like, what's your 2015 list?
Damn.
What are your top 10 games?
Right.
What do I need to play?
That's and so I was like, funny.
Dear God.
He's the best.
By the way, my name is Evan.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, he was very, very cool. And then I remember we were in Vegas that one time. With Tiffany. I put on his song, and he's like, "Oh man, you're crazy."
I played an album of his at my new bar the other night because in the lounge part we do listen to music, and it was on my phone, so I just played it. He's really just a gifted musician.
Hell yeah, dude!
And a cool dude.
What's his band called?
This band was called Second Chair, and he's got another band called Ansel. That I think they might be done playing now. Mm. That was a while ago.
Put some links
in the description. For sure. The Ansel album is awesome. It honestly is really good.
And Lexi.
Okay.
Lexi, if you're listening. Oh, what's up?
Lexi is very pretty.
Lives the enchilada life.
Lives the enchilada life. Her boyfriend was there, who was a really cool dude who you would never expect to be her boyfriend.
Her what?
It was the 55-year-old woman.
It was a 55-year-old woman.
Her what?
Yeah, pretty great. I actually saw Tiffany recently too. Not at that, but it was a good weekend of like seeing friends, other friends that I don't see often.
So your blood money friends can also go towards the weekend as well.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of blood.
A lot of blood money friends this weekend.
A lot of blood money friends. Nice. Good review.
Josh, did you think of anything?
Yeah. I watched a movie. I remembered.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
What's it called?
We're not going to ask you, but like, cool.
I watched that Kristen Wiig movie, Welcome to Me.
Oh, right. Cool.
On Netflix.
Hey, Josh.
What?
Are you okay?
I mean, not really, but yeah.
Okay, cool.
Can't find my
Well, license. let's ignore that.
Yeah.
Can you give...
Super depressed, what's
can
up?
Can you give us... Super, oh, cool, man, cool.
Super depressed, can't find his ID, and he's being stalked by a time traveler.
Yeah. Oh, this is great, man. Cool. I'm glad everything's going well with you. Can you give us Can you give us a 3-word review of the Kristen Wiig movie Welcome to Me, followed by a very depressed cat meow? All right. Down in the dumps, cat meow.
This is Josh saying hello. This is Josh saying hello.
Yeah. Meow, my name's Josh.
Perfect.
All right. Different. Indie. Real? No.
That felt too real.
I like, hi, my name is Josh, meow.
So, yeah, it was different. It had a different vibe to it than I feel like a lot of movies do, which kind of, I guess, ties in with the indie thing. Kind of, things kind of do.
I don't recall what this movie
is. This is the movie where she plays, like, a weird OCD person with, like, mental disorders, and she wins the lottery and wins, like, a ton of money.
Cooking show or something?
So she just buys a bunch of ad or airtime on, like, a public broadcast channel and just has her own show.
She's
called Welcome to Me, and it's just her doing her own thing, whatever she wants, and she's just, like, this mentally unbalanced person who has, you know, her own TV show, and she just pays for everything. And so it felt very different. Didn't have your typical story arc and stuff. Dealt with some different issues, and said indie just because it kind of had that kind of quirky vibe to it. And real because I with a question because I don't know like how many of those are actual like issues that maybe she was trying to like work out because I think she wrote it. Forget
oh,
if
really?
She actually wrote it or not. Mm. But yeah, I don't know because she's playing like a this manic kind of person, so right. I don't know if any of these are like real life issues, whether that she's gone through or like people she knows, you know, just, you know, sort of like a healing movie, like for her yeah. character kind of stuff. So I don't know, like, yeah, I was just kind of more just curious my own say, you know, were these things that you, you know, have dealt with or whatever.
Well, Kristen, we know you're an avid listener of yep. the Probably Sounds Awful podcast. We loved your movie, and if you wouldn't mind just emailing normallynormalcrew.com yep. and letting us know if any of the script was personal or yeah. where you got it from.
And let's be honest, Selena Gomez has get on it. So
she started this.
Join the ranks of Selena Gomez.
Write in yep. train.
And email us. That's cool. I would actually like to watch that movie. I remember now that's what it was.
It was enjoyable. Here's, it's on Netflix.
Here's my question to you in a 3-word full frontal nudity. Is your mark?
Yes.
Yes. That's the movie where she is like walking through a casino.
Kristen Wiig mm-hmm. in this movie mm-hmm. is walking through a casino naked.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be her, could not be her real body.
Yeah.
With CGI and body doubles these days, you never know.
Speaking of that, real quick, don't you think it's like this day and age with the technology that we have, unless, like literally, unless you're watching something with your own eyes live, mm-hmm. anything that we see can be so unbelievably doctored.
For sure.
Like any of it can be fake.
What was that Judge Apatow's wife? Is the like one of the famous?
Did you say
one.
Judge Apatow?
Judge. Yeah, he's
so
a judge.
He's a judge.
Judd Apatow's wife, who was in.
What's her name? Elizabeth Banks?
No, it's the other one. It's a blonde young lady, but well, like yeah,
Leslie Mann.
But like for all the movies she's ever done, if there is a nude like a nude scene, they CGI like a body doubles in.
So oh, really?
No one's ever, you know, other than Mr. Judge Apatow.
Mr. Judge
he's
Apatow.
Seen,
so
he's seen
the honorable
real
Judge Apatow
has seen those real has seen those knockers. But yeah, that's all CGI.
I mean,
that's like the only one that I 100% know.
And like, think about like,
oh, and Olivia Wilde.
What?
In like some full nude scene, like none of that was her.
By the way, Olivia Wilde's in my episode of The OC, season 2, episode 16. You can see Olivia Wilde. It's back when she was playing a lesbian in love with Misha Barton.
Can you also see when you're pushing her like her away when she's trying to come into frame yeah, and you're still in your monologue?
This is my shot, bitch. It's just nuts. Like and the government certainly has control of that.
For
I just
sure.
feel like we should be afraid of our government and everything we watch.
Even in real life, you shouldn't believe it. I've doctored a lot of things about my own body.
Yeah, the government really? Has so many videos of me just like, with all these crazy different looking CGI bodies.
Right.
And I just kind of look through like, well, that'd be yeah, cool.
That one's a good one. That's a good
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's the government.
That one has
eight. Not one of your roommates or friends.
That one has 8 testicles. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that's the government. All right. Crazy government.
Crazy old government.
Just keep putting it on the government.
Woo!
I actually do want to see that movie.
Yeah.
I do want
to
see
it. Which one? Oh, the one.
Yeah.
Welcome to me.
Welcome to
me. I would have loved to teleport and go see your show because that would have been fantastic.
Yeah.
We're seeing a movie tonight.
Yeah, you are.
Maybe I'll.
Jelly.
Yeah, we're going to see Hardcore Henry.
Hardcore Henry.
Could be real good. Could be real bad.
Could be really in between.
That's how movies work. Real good, real bad, well real
done.
In between.
Well
all right, guys. Well, for podcast episode 20 question mark.
27.
Got it.
Definitely 27.
Got it. 27. Got it. I've been one of your hosts, Leo Albert Kovalik Jr. Again, you can find me on Twitter at Kovalik317. This is the finishing that sandwich Josh was talking about a little before, a little after. Also, you can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Kovalik317. Check out my website. My website actually got me free tickets to Boys Con, www.leoalbertkovalikjr.com. And as I've always said, this is Leo. Put some stank on it.
And I am Josh Patton. I'm on Twitter at Patton_Josh, on Twitch, twitch.tv/primordialbooze. And as I've always said, hey, where's the tank?
Thanks so much for listening. I am Brian Colbert Kennedy. You can find me on Twitter town at _BPCK or my website, imbck.com. Remember to tell everybody that you love them, and everybody that you hate them. And like I've always said,
stank the other white stank.
Bye.
Stank.